And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. Maui Jim Sunglasses, the choice of the best captains. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best, Shimano. And by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Here we go. Another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray and rock god Rick Maxa.
Welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Pete Gray here. Rock god Rick Maxa is here too in the Mighty 1090 studios. Captain Frank Lopresti from the Royal Polaris here talking fishing. And wow, what a show today.
Well, you're not kidding, man. We're having all kinds of fun, great stuff going on right now with the inshore fishing, the offshore fishing, that great fishing down for yellowtail on the Baja coast. There's so much going on, and we want to hear from you this morning. It's been a very busy morning on the phones, but we want to hear you, and there's a lot of time for you to still get through. Give us a call at 858-457-1090. That's our local number, or toll free at 877-792-1090. Not only are you going to be talking all kinds of fishing and talking fun this next hour, we're also giving away two awesome prizes. If you didn't hear the beginning of the show, big announcement, brand new boat coming to Fisherman's Landing, the Liberty, going to be running three-quarter day and just a ultra-premium purpose-built boat just for three-quarter day fishing. Can't wait. And two people are going to be the first to win free passes to go fishing on a three-quarter day on the Liberty come June when that boat's up and running. You're going to be the first on the block to get to try out the new game in town.
Indeed. Captain Drew Card has been fishing. Good morning, Drew.
Good morning, guys. How's it going?
Hey, good morning,
Great.
Drew.
You got him again, huh?
Man, Gavin is on fire.
Yeah, he is.
Just roped him yesterday. He ended up with 127 yellowtail and limits of rockfish. And I was thinking this morning, I was like, thinking to last year and how good of a year we had last year. And I remember at the beginning of this, you know, this rock hunt season before our first trip, I was telling myself, okay, we got to go in with low expectations. There's no way it's going to be better than it was last year. And it's been better. We've had just incredible fishing, you know, down there this year, yellowtail fishing. And it's been, I mean, almost far and away better than it was last year. We've just been having incredible trips down there. And, we're really stoked on how this winter's turning out.
Trip after trip after trip, you guys have had sensational scores of yellowtail. And they're nice ones. I mean, they're nice fish.
You know, something
beautiful fish. And, I mean, I think I was telling you that, I think it was last trip I ran, we had 52 fish. I was like, oh, maybe it's slowing down. And I had to remind myself, I was like, 52 fish in January. That's incredible. If I would have had that, you know, 10 years ago when we were on the Apollo doing trips like that, I would have been so stoked.
And what did you have yesterday?
Now 50, a slow trip.
Yeah. Frank, you were going to say something?
I was going to say, you know, Drew's been running weekends, and trips are already full. I think there's a couple spots open for next Friday, but he has a trip leaving a week from Monday. Isn't that correct, Drew?
It leaves a week from today, so it's actually a Sunday night trip, and that Monday is a holiday, I think, for pretty much everyone. I think it's President's Weekend.
Yeah, okay.
So Monday is a holiday, and we'll be getting back, you know, Tuesday morning super early, so guys that have to go to work Tuesday can even probably make it back to work. So I think we only have four people signed up. I imagine we're going to, you know, probably book a few more people, and then we'll just make it a definite go. I mean, I don't see us not going with the fishing that we got going on right now. But, yeah, good opportunity to get out, like, on a trip that's not a weekend trip. You know, it's a holiday, so there'd be plenty of opportunity, hopefully, for guys to get out, and yeah, hopefully we'll make it out.
I'll say this has turned into, like, one of those summertime things, too. If you want to go, the trips, I don't think you've run a trip this year that hasn't been sold out. So, one, a very cool opportunity to go on that holiday trip. But even for the weekends in advance, I mean, every one of these things sells out. It would not be a bad call right now to put your reservation in for the following week or even the week afterwards. I mean, the weather has been good and the fishing has been even better. And it's one of those things that if you – it's turned into summertime. If you think you can wait until Wednesday or Thursday, the trip's already long sold out by then.
Yeah, indeed.
Yeah, before this trip, I think going into this trip when they left on Friday, we had four spots available for next weekend. And I think the weekend after that, I believe, is already sold out.
Wow.
So, you know, there's only so many spots available, and if you want to get on it, you got to plan in advance. I just called the landing, you know, about 10 minutes ago, and I put two trips on for the first two weekends in March. So we're going to just keep going. As long as we can go down there and catch some fish, we'll just keep doing it. So,
that's awesome,
you know,
Drew. Good
all
for
the way
you guys.
Till we start fishing offshore for tuna. We'll go all the way till we start fishing offshore for tuna.
Fantastic.
Go on, Drew.
All right. Pacific Queen Sport Fishing. You go call Fisherman's Landing or just book online at fishermanslanding.com. Thanks, Drew.
Thanks a lot, guys.
All right. Appreciate the call this morning. Dart, Captain Bob Fletcher's on the line. What's up, Dart?
Dart knows how good that fishing was.
Indeed, Rick and Frank. I just got off the Queen, and what an outstanding trip. We had a good bunch of people, and the weather was unbelievable.
Oh,
there was
bet.
Less than 2 knots of wind almost all day.
Oh,
oh that's
man.
So sweet.
And you, did you catch anything?
Yeah. I got a limit, and then I hooked some and handed them off. And we had just the most beautiful quality. That boat really takes good care of the fish. And that Captain Gavin Harbor, I've never fished with him before. He is really sharp. And I can see why Drew's so happy with him, because that guy is outstanding. And we, it was like driving down the bay all the way back from Calnet last night.
That's
it was
so cool.
It was so calm and beautiful. And there were 7 boats on the bank, and all of us, I think we're catching. I think we did as well, if not better than anybody else, but everybody was getting them, and they were scattered across the bank. And I'd say a couple of fish were well over 20 into 25 maybe, but I don't think anything was under about 14, 15. Beautiful, beautiful fish. Great cook. Johnny does a super job in the galley, and I just can't rave enough about the thing. I am sore all over.
That's
cool,
great, Dart. Well, Captain Bob,
go on, Bobby.
It's a good one. Now, I might add, too, we were just talking about Don Hansen's appointment on Fish and Game Commission, and then you're running for a little position, too, right?
Yeah. You know, a lot of guys came to me and said, hey, you spent 15 years on the Pacific Fishery Management Council, and you know the ropes, and you need somebody that is an objective observer and someone who can interact with the council. And I thought about it. I talked to Ann about it and decided it was worth a try. So my name is in. I am actively asking for anyone that would care to write a letter to the council and to Cal Fish and Wildlife and to the governor of California supporting me. The appointment will come out in late June.
Fantastic. For the Pacific Fisheries Managers Council, which is Don's seat, which has been vacated, right?
Wrong. Don is actually a member of the staff.
Oh, my.
The seat is a recreational seat in California that's become available because
okay.
The fellow that was there is term limited off.
Okay, very good. All right, Dart. Well, we'll write letters for you for sure. Captain Bob Fletcher, for sure. But anyway, Dart, also one more thing. Whalers Cove Lodge in August. I know you and your wife, Ann, are going on that trip with us. And Harold Davis, it's a Davis Boats Let's Talk Hookup trip. Found out there were 2 spots left on a 3-day that Rick's going on, 2 spots left on the 4-day that I'm going on with you Harold and the gang there. So either way you want to go, a 3-day or a 4-day, a couple of spots left on that Whalers Cove Lodge trip. It's been full for a long, long time. So check whalerscovelodge.com or on our website, on our trips page, full details on that. We're looking forward to that, Dart.
I'm really excited about that trip, Pete. I've never been there before, but I'm really looking forward to it. And after hearing all the stories, I can hardly wait.
You're going to love it. Thanks, Dart. Appreciate the call this morning.
Great show. Thanks.
All right. Let's go ahead and jump back into the phones, Rick. They're packed up.
All right. You got it. How about we talk to Cliff? He's calling us from Lakewood this morning. Hi, Cliff. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Cliff.
How you guys doing there?
Great.
The Liberty used to be our old halibut boat for drifting on halibut. On Friday, we were drifting on the Black Pearl over there on the San Pedro area, right at that Point Furman and the beach. And one of the anglers got a hook in his neck from somebody not looking when they were casting. And so we had to go in and met the lifeguards there. The lifeguard was attending the guy and had to take him off the boat because because they said a plane had crashed just right where we were drifting. So I don't know if that was lucky or not. You know, the guy getting a hook in his neck to get us out of there. So
wow.
Maybe we didn't get painted on with debris. But,
Wow. Yeah,
we did catch four halibut over there, three short and one legal. That was 8 pounds. But, yeah, I do miss the Liberty. It was a nice boat for drifting, too. The best part of the boat is the front of the bow.
There you go.
Well, when they're done with it down here with a $300,000 renovation, you'll have to come to Fisherman's Landing and fish aboard it again, Cliff.
Yeah, and I'll have to see if the front still fishes the best.
Uh-huh. There you go. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
Hey, all right. With that, we're going to continue finding out what's going on in the water and talk to Adam. He's calling us from the Eclipse right now. Good morning, Adam.
Hey, guys. Good morning. How are we doing today?
We're doing great. Hey. Sounds like you guys have been a part of some pretty darn good fishing.
Yeah, it was good fishing down there this weekend. We were fishing Colonette. We just got in this morning and offloaded our guys with a lot of full bags. We had 46 yellows, 46 real nice yellows, and limits of ground fish. We had real good rock fishing on this one, which was good to see. You know, our last couple trips, it's been pretty tough on the rock fish, so it was a nice change for us down there this weekend.
Yeah, sounds like a good trip and still going on. Now, is the Eclipse going to continue to run? To run trips down to Colonette?
Yeah, we're continuing our day and a half. So we also have a 2.5 day coming up. You can jump on that one through our website, and that's an all-inclusive trip. We do have some other ones through Seaforth Landing as well. 619-224-3383 will be, and those ones are not all-inclusive, but you can jump on those and get aboard with us.
Yeah, fantastic. So you can look book right online at EclipseSportFishing.com or right at SeaforthLanding.com.
Yeah, we got kind of a couple different trips. Also, if you guys want to charter the boat this year, you probably want to book those charters before Fred Hall show. So
yeah,
give the office a call, 619-224-3383 for Seaforth Landing, 619-995-6880 for our office itself.
All right. Thanks, Adam. Appreciate that report from the Eclipse. Way to get him. And good luck next weekend. All right.
Thanks, Adam. All right. Well, hey, let's jump right back into the phones. This time we're going to talk to Mike. He's calling us from Carlsbad. Hi, Mike. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Yeah, good morning, gentlemen. My question for Frank is, it kind of got answered, but does your chefs make allowances for dietary needs?
Absolutely. Absolutely. All we ask is that when you make a reservation, if there's anything real special that you're going to need, that you let our gals in the office know. However, when you get on the boat, we post the menu every morning. And when you get up and you look at that menu in the morning, you see what they're having for lunch or what they're having for dinner, you simply talk to the chef and let them know what you can handle and what you can handle, or you would like a piece of fish, or could you have chicken instead, or whatever. And the main thing that we ask is that you don't tell them 30 minutes before they're about to serve. You let them know that morning, not 30 minutes before lunch or before dinner, that you can't handle something.
And the Royal Polaris is one of the most accommodating boats when it comes to special dietary regulations. I did the same thing. You just tell the chef in the morning, and they say happy to do it with a smile for you, cook you whatever your restrictions need.
It always amazes me how fast too they just figure out what a gentleman likes in the morning. If Frank only really likes his egg scrambled, like you might mention it one time, those guys know it just every time. They just whatever sauce on the side, they get to know you so well. And you know, both the chef and the guys on the deck, like, it's always amazed me about your boat is how quickly they remember everybody's name. They know them like a buddy. It's very impressive, and it makes it feel like you're fishing with a bunch of buddies, you know, an hour after getting on the boat.
Thank you, Rick. And, you know, Roy Rose is really, really good at that.
I think the best at it. Behind you.
Yeah, well, that's the other thing is you have the not only the chef but the crews and the captains.
Yeah.
Doing the job.
That's what I mean. It's like fishing with your buddies. It really is. You may not know those guys one time ever before, and by the time that thing clears the point, guys know your name. They give you a high five. Hey, can I help you with something? And it's just like you instantly realize, like, okay, I'm in the right spot now. This is awesome.
Yeah, indeed. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
All right. Hey, next up, let's talk to Joe. He's calling us from Carlsbad. Hi, Joe. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Yes, good morning. I
just listening today. It's another great show.
Thank you.
I'm looking forward to get back on the water soon. I'm excited to hear about the great news about Taro and the Liberty. I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah.
I have a question for Frank, if I may. My dad introduced me to offshore fishing about 25, 30, I can't remember anymore. actually, nearly 50 years ago. But I caught a great albacore, and one of the things my dad left me when he passed away was his old bamboo rod.
Yep.
And I wanted to know, from Frank, what type of reel was that mated with for albacore at that time?
Well, you know, back then we were using the little green Pen 20, I believe it was.
Okay. Was it a Jigmaster?
No.
No.
Oh, before that.
Jigmasters didn't exist then.
Really?
No, it was called
a monofill
Pen Monofill 20, and it was green, had green side plates.
Wow.
And it was a very, very good reel. It really was.
Really?
And then they came out with one, I think that it was a 25 that had gray side plates. But that was the standard albacore reel then, that little Pen Monofill.
Yeah.
I hope that answers your question.
That's cool.
It sure does.
All right.
Thanks a lot for the call
this morning. That's good stuff. I never heard of that reel.
Yeah. Monofill.
The monofill. Yeah. I'll bet Michael Folks had a couple of them.
I'll bet you're right. My dad had a monofill. That was like one of the first. I remember as a kid, wow, that thing, you know, it's huge.
It's so little.
Yeah, exactly. The drag washer, too, was literally like, it was like a hollowed out and like the size of your pinky nail.
You know why that reel was so great? It was great for fishing bluefin. You could really cast well.
Lightweight spool.
Really?
Yeah.
Lightweight spool. I'll be darned. Before it's time, huh?
Yep.
Yeah. Hey, it's time for the fishdope.com report from Captain Dave Hansen, your saltwater guide. And, Dave, do you have one of those monofills?
I have two of them, as a matter of fact. Can I take a picture of them and send them to you?
That's pretty
cool. I'd like to see it. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I got them from my dad. He's kind of been in the business for a little while, Frank.
Yeah, I'm aware of that.
Hey, guys, I was going to talk about a fish report, but then my father's just walking into church right now, so I asked him if it'd be okay to talk about this. I know he has a million things going on in his life, guys, but he just threw his name in the hat for the commissioner of the fishing game. And I don't know if you're aware of that or not.
Oh, yeah, we've been talking about it all morning.
Good.
Have you been sleeping this morning, Dave?
I know, it's weird. One of those rare occasions. It's kind of windy offshore today, not a good day to go to Catalina for me on the little boat, so I'm staying at home today. But, guys, my father wanted to make sure that everybody knows, do not email. Do not email, because all they'll do is push delete on the emails. It has to be a letter, and it has to be mailed to the governor's office. You do not want to take the time to send an email, because the moment it goes through, they just hit delete. So he wants to make sure. And there's a sample letter on Buddy Dex. I don't know if you guys have said that, but it's on the chit-chat section of how to write the letter to send to the governor so that maybe there's a chance that he can become the commissioner, which would be pretty cool.
It would be wonderful to have Don on that commission.
Oh, man. Yeah. As somebody that actually fishes.
Yeah, well, not only fishes, but, God, he's such a book of knowledge.
Yes.
He knows the ins and outs.
He would be a huge asset to that group.
Huge asset.
Plus, he talks to everybody. He knows everybody. He talks to Frank all the time. He talks to Buzz every day. Yeah. He knows what's going on the water, which is something that they haven't had for a long, long time there.
Yeah, you bet. Well, we're all for him, and we need to send those letters to Governor Brown so that he understands the importance of the appointment of Captain Don Hansen to the Fishing Game Commission. So thanks for that, Dave.
Cool.
Appreciate that very much. And, of course, there's going to be a good week of fishing here. The little offshore wind here goes down, and you can go check it all out at fishdope.com. Use the code HOOKUPNOW, lowercase, no space, HOOKUPNOW. Get you $20 off a new membership to fishdope.com. And if we want to go fishing with Dave?
If you guys can give me a call at 949-374-0786. I'll come with you on your boat, teach you how we do it, and show you where to go and what to do. And, guys, super important, pay attention to that fish dope thing, because Danny's right on it all the time. So there's going to be a lot of stuff going on this week, this beautiful weather in the 80-degree temperatures. Here comes that yellowtail that's been down south. I can guarantee you we're going to start seeing it at Catalina pretty good here pretty soon. So
all right, we're ready for it, Dave. Thanks for that, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right, guys, thanks. Bye.
All right. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, including more of your phone calls. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Holy smokes. It's Cabo San Lucas we're talking about. And I've got you covered. This is Cabo Bruce with CaboFishTime.com. Now, Pete and I have been talking, and we know what you want. Great deals on condos and fishing wrapped up into one. CaboFishTime.com is your single source for everything Cabo. And the cool part is, you'll always work with me, Cabo Bruce. As I like to say, I'll have you from the moment you land to the time you leave. Everything. Transportation or car rental. The finest suites you'll ever find at unbelievable prices. Great fishing, of course. Amazing dining and activities. And the best service, period. Call me or text me, 951-323-1872. Or head for our website, CaboFishTime.com. Again, that's CaboFishTime.com. For your next Cabo vacation.
Brace yourself for the next generation of Yamaha V6 offshore four strokes. They're lighter, faster, stronger, smarter, and they're innovation award winners. These intimidating V6 300, 250, and 225 horsepower Predators are engineered to be offshore tough. Still, Yamaha's lightweight design makes these outboards up to 73 pounds lighter than 300 horsepower competitors. They're also faster and smarter than their peers. Up to 19% faster and up to 17% more fuel efficient at cruise RPM. Add all that to a powerful class-leading 4.2 liters of big bore V6 displacement and you have a definite competitive advantage. And now, these offboards are available with the advanced precision of Helmmaster, Yamaha's fully integrated boat control system. Power, precision, efficiency, reliability, the next generation of Yamaha V6 offshore four strokes. They're miles ahead of the competition, and they're at a dealer near you. Meet them today at your local Yamaha dealer. Helmmaster available with V6s purchased only as part of new boat packages from Boat Builder Partners. It's time to get excited about fishing, and Point Loma Sport Fishing has everything you'll need. They offer half-day and three-quarter-day trips daily, perfect for families and the novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips, targeting the best of seasonal catches. Visit their website at pointlomasportfishing.com where you can purchase tickets online and get more information on the trips available or call 619-223-1627.
If you've heard the advice Scott Sherman from Fifth Avenue Insurance has given anglers over the past couple of years, you know there is much more to your boat insurance than just a low rate. Well, Fifth Avenue Insurance can not only find you the lowest rates on your boat insurance, they also make sure the coverage you get meets all your needs. What if you had an accident with the boat and found out you didn't have proper coverage? Well, that just won't happen when you insure with Fifth Avenue Insurance. Call them for advice on your current boat policy or any of your insurance needs. Fifth Avenue Insurance, 619-640-3130, or check the number 5, THAVEINS.com.
For East Cape fishing, Jen Wren is known as the best. This is Mark Rayer. Great service, top quality equipment, including all accurate reels, CalStar rods, and Cibran electronics, has put my immaculately maintained twin-engine cruisers in a class of their own. For memories of a lifetime, just bring your hat and sunglasses, and we'll provide a fishing experience that will exceed your expectations. Our calendar's filling fast, so don't miss out. For packages, two live webcams, a weekly fishery report, and more, check out TeamJenWren.com. We pick up at all East Cape resorts, so let's go fishing.
XSPRF 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
The best NFL coverage is right here.
Caught inside the pylon for a touchdown.
San Diego's sports leader, the Mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
The phones are packed, and let's go ahead and jump back into it.
You got it, man. Everybody's patiently waiting. How about we talk to Matt? He's calling us from Garden Grove this morning. What's up, Matt? Welcome
morning,
to Let's
Matt.
Talk Hookup.
Thanks for hanging in there with us.
No problem. Good morning, Pete, Rick, Frank, and Kathy. How you doing?
Hey, we're doing great, Matt. This is I know this, man. You got to pull in some yellowtails too.
Yeah, you know, I just walked off the Queen fishing with Gavin and Dart, and what an epic trip. The weather was absolutely beautiful down there. You know, 75 to 80 degrees, and yellowtail fishing all day long.
Kind of
want to give a tip to all your listeners if they're heading to Colonnet. The red jig is a hot thing right now down there.
Red, okay.
We were passing around the red Sharpie because we ran out of the red jig. So we were mixing up our scrambled egg and our white jig, making them red, and they were just hitting it like crazy. So if you're going down to Colonnet, I think the red jig would be a wise jig to bring.
It's just amazing how things change so fast.
Isn't that funny? That's cool.
Yeah.
I wonder if it would not be one that I would choose.
Right, ever, sure.
Yeah. How about a red Lucanus?
I'll bet that would work good, yeah. Kathy was like the pioneer of using that for yellowtail like that, and she used to get them with that. Yeah.
Amazing how good that jig works.
Matt, I want to say, too, Matt works for AFTCO, and...
Is this Matt Florentino?
No, this is Matt Florentino. Matt and his mom both work for AFTCO, but Matt Matt was used to always do, like, setup and things like that, or help us with setup at Fred Hall Show, and is, like, the best guy ever, so... You know, AFCO's, you've been so gracious to have us, help us at the Fred Hall Show, having a representative in our booth. And it's usually, sometimes it's Bill Shedd or sometimes it's Casey or whoever be. And we specifically requested, hey, this year, if at all possible, can we just have Matt the whole time? Like, there's not anybody that knows that stuff better or is more just crazy about fishing than Matt is. So I just want to say thanks for all your help with the shows. And we can't wait to have you again for this year, Matt.
Yeah, thank you, Rick. It's enjoyable to get out there and, let everyone know what we can offer. Because clothing is a big part of it now, so it's really, really fun to be out there with you guys.
And Matt grew up with the Let's Talk Hookup and AFTCO, so, his dad and the whole family.
Yeah.
So it's really cool to have you a part of the industry, Matt.
You know, Pete, we had Bill Shedd with us on that Amazon trip.
That's right.
God, what a gentleman and what fun he is.
Yeah, great guy.
And
best
ever. He was having a tough time learning the first day or two, but, boy, he was right in it, and he got a 16-pounder and a 17-pounder.
Whoa!
Good for Bill. Cool.
Nice. Hey, Matt, nice to hear from you.
Thanks, Matt.
See you at the Fred Hall shows, for sure. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. Hey, big event next weekend. Mr. Ron Lane from Fast Lane Kayak Sailing Center in Mission Bay. Good morning, Ron.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Great show. I'm kind of crazy about fishing, too.
Yeah, I know you are. I know. But, speaking of fishing, it's Fishing Mission. This is a... kind of an early edition, right?
Oh, yeah. We've got people just wanting to go Fishing Mission with us. The fishing's been good. One of the opportunities that's coming up is this coming Saturday at 7 o'clock, we have 3 spots left on our first Fishing Mission of the year.
Wow.
And this is a great opportunity to figure out what kind of kayak you want to buy. I mean, we're going to use pro anglers. The 14s. We're going to use Outbacks, and we have a Revolution 13 in the mix. I don't know if you guys heard, but a Revolution 13, a client of mine came waltzing in the store last week. He says, hey, you might want to look at this fish. A guy named Brian Fagan. He had the biggest white sea bass I've ever seen.
It's the pictures on our website, right on the front page, feature photo of the week. Yeah, so that was the new Revolution, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So you'll be able to try that at this Fast Lane Fishing Mission. They're super popular. Starts at 7 a.m. in Mission Bay, and you get to use these kayaks. And how much is it, Ron?
Oh, it's $100. And if you ever buy a kayak, that price comes off the price of the kayak.
Right off the top.
Free.
So for $100, you get a guide. You get
the guide this week is going to be Afrin Abutin from Warbeek.
Whoa, that's a good guy.
Cool.
And then you get lunch too, right? The whole thing. It's a morning and afternoon.
Well, we kind of like hanging out with the guys afterwards and telling about all the fish we caught.
It's a great event. It's super popular. I'm surprised you have 3 spots left. It's supposed to be a beautiful weekend next Saturday too. So how do they get in to grab one of those last 3 spots for the first Fishing Mission of the year?
Well, what I would suggest is to call the store today between 12 and 4.
Okay.
And just give your credit card to one of the guys, and we'll hold you a spot.
Perfect.
I think we have 3, maybe 4 spots left, and they'll all be on, pro anglers or the brand-new Outbacks with that new seat. So it'll be a really fun. I have a funny feeling the tide, we checked, and the tides are perfect. I think it's going to be a good Fishing Mission.
It's a great time. All you need to do is just come there. They supply the rods, the reels, the baits, the instruction, the kayak, the whole deal. I've done it. It's really, really fun. Ron, what's phone number?
It's 619-222-0766. and the guys will be there right at 12 today.
All right. Thanks, Ron Lane.
Hey, great show, guys. I'm really enjoying the show this morning.
All right, Ron. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. Appreciate that.
All right.
Thank you.
Let's jump back into the phones. Talk to Rich. He's calling us from Murrieta this morning. Hi, Rich. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, Rich.
Gentlemen, I was just wondering, what do you think of traditional hooks versus ringed hooks, and how about you get a better landing, can catch more fish with them and land them, or the ringed hooks that are circle hooks?
Well, what do I think of them? I think, first of all, they're quite a bit more expensive, but there's no doubt that your bait has more freedom. There's no doubt that, in my mind, that it should work better than without a ring. So, you know, it gives you just a slight more edge that I would consider the ring hook for sure. Okay?
Cool.
Okay, thank you very much.
All right, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. That does free up for the first time all morning, 877-792-1090.
Talk about a busy morning. How about next up we talk to Bob? He's calling us from Simi Valley this morning. Hi, Bob. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, Bill, Pete, and Rick. Just want to tell you, I really appreciate the work that you guys do with Friends of Rollo. I mean, you're definitely going to be changing some kids' lives. I think that's very important.
Thank you.
Also, the Liberty coming together sounds outstanding. That's ideal for me to be able to take my nephew down there for a three-quarter day having those bucks on there. I'm really looking forward to that.
Well,
the question that I had was, I've been taking him out fishing for about a year and a half, my 10-year-old nephew, and we're up here near Ventura, so we do a lot of shallow water rock cod fishing. And I've got an old Penn GS reel that he's using, and he's really struggling on turning the handle, especially when we got to put the heavier weight to deal with the fast current. What would you recommend? I might just scratch a couple of pennies together and maybe get him a new Shimano reel or something that would work for him so he could turn the handle.
You know, if it were me, I would think about that reel we were talking about earlier, that new Torium HG. So there's a couple reasons why, being that he's 10 years old, they make a reel called a 16 is the model. And it's a pretty narrow reel, so it's going to fit in his hands good. But the main reason is just it's a very, very, the reel has a lot of torque, meaning it's exactly going to fix that problem. It has a lot of power for still having a fairly high gear ratio. So it's a big handle. Or it's a long handle arm, but the knob isn't overly sized, so all the things are going to be towards fitting in his hand, especially being a younger guy. And it's got a lot of power, so it's going to be easy for him to wind a lot of sinker off the bottom. But also, you know, importance is it's got very good free spool and very good drag. So as he continues to, you know, to grow and progress with fishing, and you guys do go down and hook a yellowtail, it's a reel that's going to work fine for your shallow water cod fishing, but also be a reel that he can fly line a sardine very well and catch a yellowtail with. So I like that Torium HG, and they're relatively inexpensive. It's under $250, good looking, good casting.
And it's going to last him.
Yeah, take care of it forever, really. Yeah. I mean, yeah, that'd probably be a great way to go and a really good kind of step into a kind of a cool saltwater reel.
You know, I got a little comment, and that is I think our listeners are so lucky to have Rick Maxa come up with all. There isn't a guy anymore when people call and talk to me. You know, I know a certain amount, but, boy, Rick has got it covered.
He's the encyclopedia of tackle.
He knows why each little facet of each reel, why
that's
it works
right.
Better, or the rod. And, Rick, I got to say thank you.
Hey,
very
I
nice
thank you, too.
Say.
Are you kidding my co-host here? And, you know, it's funny, Frank, I used to try and answer tackle questions. I don't know. But I just live around. I have to. And when he's gone, it's like, wait a minute, now I have to answer these questions, right?
That's very nice, you guys, man. I appreciate that.
Of course, he learned from the best.
That's the truth, man.
Right?
Our crew down there is, you know, I mean, that's
it's phenomenal. It's,
yeah, I mean, you know.
Brandon, Ryan, holy cow. Yeah.
Talk
Darren.
About a chance to brag. This is it. We have a crew that is just, I mean, I love it. I eat, sleep, and breathe it.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Those guys are way more into it even than I. And, you know, when you call down there, like that, every guy that works in that store, like.
Is a nutty fisherman.
Yeah, I love
boy,
it.
I
that's,
make,
what, that's what we do.
They live for.
Well, the cool thing about if Rick's gone doing some field research is I have Ryan on the phones in there. So
exactly.
When I stumble, I got Ryan who knows a ton about tackle and just refer to Ryan.
On top of that, you know, most of them, Rick's the only one that I know of that has a girlfriend. All the rest of them are fishing too much to have. And she's a very patient one, we might add.
Yeah,
right?
She's awesome. Very lucky.
Yeah, indeed. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning. Speaking of friends of Rallo, Tuna Wars is coming up, don't forget, in June. They're filling up very quickly. And if you go to rallokids.org, rallokids.org, you will see all the details on Tuna Wars. We have the three top guys from Wicked Tuna. We heard from Paul Hebert last week, who will be on the show during the Fred Hall Del Mar show, too. He'll be at Del Mar, which is really going to be fun. And you have a chance to go fishing with these guys and win the coveted title of Champion of Tuna Wars 2016. So check that out on the Friends of Rallo website. You can go to hookup1090.com on our links page. Friends of Rallo link is right there. Or you can just go to rallokids.org. All the money, again, takes kids fishing.
Real easy to find on the website, too. You just go right to upcoming events. It's going to talk about the Fred Hall show, then talk about the captain's reception, and then right below that it tells all about Tuna Wars. Click on the link. Every bit of info you need, super easy to find, and all the cool stuff there.
Right there. Let's jump back in the phones, Rick.
You got it. How about this time we talk to Dave, calling us from Mira Mesa. Dave, good morning. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, Ricky, Pete, Frank, Kathy. How's everybody?
Good morning.
Doing great,
morning.
Dave.
So my two quick questions are regarding the half-day boat there, the Dolphin.
Yeah.
When is that going to come back online?
You know, God, Jason's done an immense amount of work, you know, including the new fish hold. He's really got that boat looking beautiful and remodeled the heads, and he's done all kinds of work on it. Anyhow, I would say, today is the 7th. I would say they're going to start running somewhere around the 20th to the 21st, 22nd of February. They're going to be back online, and they'll be running regularly every day, okay?
That was an ambitious project that those guys took on, too, because they did a lot of work in not a lot of time. I mean, the boat looks – I don't know if you had a chance to see it, but the whole house is paint. I mean, it is
– it's looking
good. It is sparkling white, man. We came back from fishing, Doug and I, the other day, and you know it's good when you can see every bit of water reflection going all the way down the side of the house. I mean, the boat is beautiful right now.
All right. Be ready for that. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. You know, speaking of Fred Hall coming up, when you come back, you're leaving tomorrow on the Royal Polaris.
That's correct.
18:15, mm-hmm. And then when you come back, you'll be just about a week away from the Fred Hall Long Beach show. Right. So I'm guessing you're going to be there.
I'm going to be there, and you know we have quite a lineup of seminars. Aaron will be doing some seminars with Russell.
Aaron Barnhill,
and Russell Braswell. And then Roy is doing some with Jonathan Yamati.
Wow.
And then Frank is doing a couple with Tim Ekstrom.
Wow.
Tim shows up.
Yeah. He'll show up.
And so there's some good seminars.
That's cool.
There.
Yeah. And so you'll be there all week up in the Long Beach show.
Wednesday through Sunday, that's for sure.
And you'll also be hanging out not only in the Fisherman's Landing booth, but you'll also be in the Friends of Rallo booth.
That's for darn sure.
Yeah, and raising money to take kids fishing.
You bet. I'll fill out every ticket if they ask me.
There you go. All right, let's jump back in the phones, Rick.
Mongo in Wisconsin, you're up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Mongo, thanks for joining us.
Hey, guys. You got my very favorite people in there today, Franco and Kathy. I have a little story for you guys that when we're on a trip, it was good to listen to Frank and take heed because safety is really, I think, one of the most important things. And on this trip, there was a guy that just wouldn't listen, and he kept leaving his rod on the rail. And about the third time, he was told not to do it. Well, he went over to the bait tank to get a Pepsi, and here, hanging down from the rod, was about 3 feet of jig hanging down, and a wahoo came up, ate the lure, loaded the rod up. When it went in the drink, it just made a slurping sound, and that's why you listen to the rules. They're for everybody.
Listen to the captain. Listen to the deckhands, right? And you'll catch. Amazing how many more fish you'll catch,
that's
right?
For sure.
Yeah.
Nice to hear you, Mongo. Thanks for calling in.
Thanks for this story. That's an interesting one.
I know you always talk about, you know, through the seminars, and Roy doesn't, you did the same, you know, talk about winding your jig back for wahoo, how important it is to be, you know, hauling butt back to the boat and make sure you stop it beforehand. And
sure.
I'm sure you've firsthand seen some of those crazy stories of wahoo coming out of the water trying to eat the lure as it as it comes back over the rail?
Seen it plenty of times. Seen them actually come aboard. Seen them actually break up tackle boxes.
No kidding.
Oh, yeah.
I remember that story you told 24 years ago on Let's Talk Hookup about the Wahoo coming in and just, like, slamming all the tackle boxes.
Well, the worst one ever was the Bonita Shark.
Oh, that was the Bonita Shark.
That was the Bonita Shark.
Yeah. Tell us that one.
Oh, God. It was like 11 o'clock at night, and I had just gone to bed. Tommy Rothery was our crew member.
Wow.
So it was
so
a long
cool.
time.
Yeah.
And we were sitting at Socorro. And this guy that we ended up calling him the Gladiator, he hooked a fish. And when he set the hook, the fish came out of the water, flying out of the water, and landed right in the middle of the tackle boxes. And he was around 400 pounds, one of the biggest bonita sharks I've ever seen.
Ooh,
no way.
So Tommy quickly ran into the engine room, got the 36-inch pipe wrench, and was beating the you-know-what out of this thing, trying to keep losing a leg.
Yeah. Right?
And he comes up, and the door slams open in my stateroom, and he can hardly talk because he's breathing so hard. Like he just run about 5 miles. Frank, you got to come look. You got to come look. And I went back there and looked. I thought we had a big tuna or something, right? Holy cow, there was hooks, sinkers.
Oh, I'll bet. Can you imagine?
No, we had mostly wooden tackle boxes then. There was splinters of wood everywhere.
Man.
It was the biggest damn mesh you ever saw in your life. Anyhow, when this thing was almost subdued, this guy tried to get the hook out of his
No!
That's why we nicknamed him the Gladiator.
The Gladiator. Wow, that's
cool.
A good story. Yeah,
that's really
indeed.
Cool.
Hey, yeah, you don't want those. That's like the same as a Mako, right?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Teeth
flying.
I don't remember if he was 400, but he was 300
big.
Or better for damn sure.
Did you eat him for dinner?
Huh? I don't remember. I know it took hours to clean
up. I'll bet it did.
I can imagine.
That's cool. Hills in Ventura. Hills, you're up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hi,
Hills.
You know, the first time I had an opportunity to fish bluefin on the Red Rooster 3, George, the chef on the Red Rooster 3, I wasn't getting bit, and he handed me a bluefin, and it really got me started on that trip. It was so great. And my late brother-in-law told me a story on the RP with Frank that he handed a fish to somebody, and after that, Frank got him and took him over and said, I'm gonna get you hooked up now, and gave him like some kind of special trolling jig on the short inside rod and took care of him. I'm wondering, do you guys, and I know I heard that Ricky handed off a 300 pounder to Neil. Do you guys have any other hook and hand stories?
Oh God, there's you have to get me started on it, and the hook and hand stories. I know I've handed off fish that were turned out to be over 300 before, but you know it's not any special stories that I can think of right now.
Yeah,
honestly,
but
let's
get one thing perfectly
straight
here.
I got to give some pretty
Nobody
serious.
Nobody hands anything off to Neil Barber.
Yeah, I got to make sure I don't want to go home and have my boat partner upset that I took credit for it. I had nothing to do with his 340. That was a bait he picked out. I got lucky enough to hand a 280 to a really good friend of mine who was one of the best fishermen I go fishing with, but was just happening to have a particularly tough trip. And sometimes it just takes one as an icebreaker, and I'm sure Frank will comment on that for sure, but he was just having a tough trip, and I was having a really good morning and had a couple in a row and hooked another one and said, why don't you wind this one in? And very reluctantly he took it, and it was a 280-pounder, and then got on a roll that you wouldn't believe after that.
A lot of times, you know, sometimes even a good fisherman, if you're stinking up the place and the skipper or a crew member offers to hand you off a fish, just one time, take that fish, because you'd just be amazed. If something happens in our psyche or whatever it is, that, boy, you get with it after that.
Takes the edge off, something about it.
Kind of just like you have this kind of this this thing that comes off and you're on.
Sometimes the harder you try, the worse it gets.
Yeah, that's the truth. Yeah. There you go. Good story, Hill. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
I don't think Neil could ever take a hand off because he's always busy pulling on one.
Yeah,
so he wouldn't have a fair hand to it.
Neil's one of the best fishermen on the planet right now, I'd say.
Yeah, he did that one all on his own. Let's jump right back into him and talk to Rich. He's calling us from Bradley this morning. Hi, Rich. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Oh, good morning. What a great morning.
Thanks, Rich.
I've been enjoying the show, and I know we've got plenty of time between now and June for planning on getting on the Liberty, and I was wondering, should I plan ahead and maybe get a passport?
You are going to need a passport to go fish the Coronado Island.
That's right.
Passport or passport card. We always say this on the show. The easiest thing to do is when you apply for your passport, which you will need if you fly to Mexico or you fly to another country or go to another country other than Mexico or Canada. But if you go to Mexico or Canada by land or by sea, you can use the passport card, which looks like a driver's license.
Yeah.
It costs an extra $25, $35 when you apply for your passport. Just get it, keep it in your wallet, and then you don't have to worry about, oh, shoot, I forgot my passport.
Yeah.
That's a good
best thing to do.
Yeah, you don't.
The other thing I want to pass or point out about the Liberty, because it sleeps 42 people, because it'll have a big RSW tank, if we had one of those years where there was very little yellowtail and there was albacore around, that boat, you know, it's capable for day-and-a-half charters, one-day charters,
sure,
and it's very possible that it could go overnight offshore. But its main purpose will be a three-quarter day boat leaving daily year-round.
It's just cool that you know that there's a day-and-a-half capable boat that's doing nothing but jacking up yellowtail at Coronado Islands. I mean, that's what's so sweet. Lots of bait, lots of premium fish hold. It's gonna, and then to have Taro behind the wheel is huge. I mean,
oh,
it's
man.
Success that
we've wanted a three-quarter day boat at Fisherman's Landing for quite a few years, but it's all about the operator.
Yeah,
and if
totally
you don't have the right operator, I mean, that fishing is very, very difficult at times over there at the Coronados. And if you don't know what you're doing, you can go over there and do nothing.
Yeah.
So it was about having the right operator before we made the move.
It's exciting.
All right, guy,
yeah,
for
I'm
sure.
Excited.
Rich, get that passport and get ready to board the Liberty. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
All right, why don't we jump back into him? This time talking to Ron, calling from San Carlos. Hi, Ron. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hi, Ron.
Hi, good morning. Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for joining us.
I want to say hi, Frank. Thank you for, I'm one of Frank's passengers. Last June, first time I take my kid on an 8-day, and he really take good care of him. We have a lot of fun. Just want to say thank you.
You're welcome.
How old was your kid?
He was 16 at the time.
Wow, that's
awesome. His first trip ever.
And now is he hooked?
Kind of, yeah.
That's cool, Ron.
I'll bet.
All right. Ron,
nice to hear from you, Ron. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. Frank, speaking of which, you do run family trips on the Royal Polaris. If you want to introduce
cool
your kids to long-range fishing, there's a family trip on the schedule.
Yeah, right now you'd have to get on standby because the trip is full.
It's full. Or get on 2017.
There you go. And then I might mention that 8-day trip in June. We just had a cancellation. It has one opening. So.
Okay. 8-day trip in June.
With the bluefin we had last year in June, too.
Ooh,
come on.
That'd be our trips, by the way, have filled unusually fast this year. So if you see openings, and there are openings on some trips, I know that. There's a great trip, an 8-day trip with the Carnes brothers.
Oh, cool.
And
Ken and Paul.
It was full, but now it has two openings. So there's some really good trips there with some openings, but there aren't a lot of openings. So if you
can look online,
right,
and check it
right
out for both the Royal Polaris and the Shogun.
And the Shogun is really filled fast. I mean, Aaron has made that boat famous with his Guadalupe trips.
Aaron's the man.
And now
and Russ.
Russ.
Yeah,
too,
that's going to be
fantastic.
That's awesome.
Russ is fabulous. And, you know, you got Kenny Cato in the galley, and I got to tell you, he's amazing.
I can't wait to go to that on that trip in October.
Stole the spot.
I know. Sorry, Ricky.
Hey, when we come back, we're going to find out who's going fishing on the Liberty. There's more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Mighty 1090.
Start 2016 strong with Yamaha's legendary reliability sales event. From January 1st through March 31st, purchase an eligible new Yamaha 4-stroke outboard and choose either 2 free years of limited warranty coverage or up to $1,500 in dealer credit. Yes, that's up to $1,500 in dealer credit towards the purchase of goods or services from your authorized participating Yamaha outboards dealer. Or 2 additional years of Yamaha extended service on top of your 3-year 4-stroke factory limited warranty for no extra cost. That's a total of 5 years of warranty coverage and an MSRP value of up to $23,000. That's right, eligible new 2.5 to 300 horsepower 4-strokes include a choice of 2 free years of Yamaha extended service or up to $1,500 in dealer credit, but only during Yamaha's legendary reliability sales event. Reliability starts here. Yamaha. Visit your nearest Yamaha outboards dealer today. Offer ends March 31st, 2016. Subject to change at any time. Other restrictions and conditions apply. See authorized participating Yamaha outboard dealers for details. This promotion cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
Your hook is one of the most important parts of your fishing tackle, and that is why you should use the hook that sets the standard for quality and innovation. Gamakatsu. As Japan's leading hook manufacturer and growing at an amazing pace, Gamakatsu is responsible for introducing a unique tempering process to give Gamakatsu hooks superior strength and durability. Plus, the conically needle-honed points stay sharp. Gamakatsu offers a hook for every fishing situation, including the finest one-piece ringed hooks, light wire, standard, and heavy-duty live bait hooks, and the popular Nautilus circle hooks. Get Gamakatsu hooks at your favorite tackle store and stay connected to that fish of a lifetime.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. All right, the big winner going fishing aboard the Liberty. You can say you're the first guys on the block to have your pass to go aboard the Liberty. He's going to Hills in Ventura and Joe in Carlsbad. Guys, congratulations. You are going to love going fishing on the new Liberty.
Wait,
I can't
wait. About June 1st at Fisherman's Landing, right, Frank?
You know, we don't have tickets yet, but
yeah. So be patient.
But you're going.
You winners there, be patient. We'll get them to you.
They'll get letters.
Yeah, we'll get you a letter. And in the meantime, you want to go on board the Royal Polaris or the Shogun? How do we do that?
619-226-8030, or you can book online, shogunsportfishing.com, royalpolarissportfishing.com. Has the openings. If you look at the view section, it tells you a little bit about the trip, who's sponsoring it, et cetera.
Great.
And one more little comment. The Jerry Brown March 14th trip right now, due to cancellations, has 2 openings.
Ooh.
That's an 18-passenger trip. So if anybody's interested, they can jump
and
on
And if
that.
You want, they want to go with you tomorrow, there was 1 opening.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, yeah, well, I good luck that on that trip. We'll hear from you from the boat.
Good luck,
Have
Frank.
Have a great time, and then we'll see you
if I can get through, I'll call in.
All right,
sometimes
for sure.
You can't get through.
Well, we're looking forward to that. Good luck on that, and we'll see you at Fred Hall, Long Beach. And we'll see you next Saturday. Mike Wynn and the friends from Turner's Outdoorsman will be in the studio with Rick and myself next Saturday. And then next Sunday, Rosie and Sean from Fisherman's Processing on Valentine's Day of all days there. So thanks for listening today. We'll see you next week right back here on the Mighty 1090.
Have you checked out the giant fast lane kayaks in Mission Bay yet? It's hard to miss right in the middle of Dana Landing across from SeaWorld in Mission Bay. This massive 5,500 square foot location is loaded with Hobie Mirage Drive kayaks and all the accessories. They also have a great selection of Hobie clothing, stand-up paddle boards, paddles, and more. Check out the new model Hobie kayaks arriving daily and see the great deals on previous year's models. Even test a kayak or stand-up paddle board right out their back door on Mission Bay. When it comes to Hobie kayaks, no one does it better than the crew at Fastlane Kayaks at Dana Landing across from SeaWorld in Mission Bay. Check FastlaneSailing.com. Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now 18 stores throughout Southern California and 3 in San Diego County. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find the location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
If you have relatives or friends that live outside the country, let them know that they don't need to travel to Mexico to obtain their credential to vote abroad. Instead, they can do it at some consulates beginning in February 2016. All they need to do is present their original birth certificate, photo ID, and proof of address abroad. To find participating consulates, go to votoextranjero.mx or call 01-800-433-2000. National Electoral Institute, IME. Get to know the careers offered by the Naval University. Inside Mexico's naval educational campuses, you'll find professional formation of the highest level, helping attendees become competitive professionals with the values and principles that distinguishes the Secretary of Army and Navy of Mexico. It's not just a professional career, it's a life project. Come and sail with them. Naval University, the Navy near you. Secretary of Navy, Government of the Republic. The cold is here. When the temperature is low, be sure to increase the level of care you show your children, because the cold can be a real danger for them, especially when they're exposed to extremely low temperatures without the right clothing. If you're not careful, it can even become hypothermia and possibly lead to death. For babies, it's especially dangerous. So don't let your guard down. Increase your care for them this season. Government of the Republic. This program is public, unrelated to any political party, and shall not be used for purposes other than stated in the program. Love is a wonderful and magical thing, but love also comes with responsibility. Don't let one moment of pleasure change your entire future. Get informed about everything you need to know about sexual education and how to keep you and your partner safe by visiting gob.mx/comoleago. It's your life. It's your future. Make it a safe one. In Mujer, Government of the Republic. This program is public, unrelated to any political party, and shall not be used for purposes other than stated in the program.
XSRS 1090 AM, Rosarito, Baja California.
You are listening to the home of the Aztecs.
Put that slam dunk, that's what I'm talking about.
San Diego's sports leader, the Mighty 1090.